Golden is a shower brand.
Okay. We are at 1330 podcast for November 20th, 2017 in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, hey, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving and welcome to the 1330 podcast. My name is Keith Neighbor.
And my name is Brent Bailey. And I can't believe it's just a few days before Thanksgiving.
I can hardly wait. I've already got my turkey brining.
Already?
Oh, absolutely.
Impressive.
It is. I'm quite the chef in the kitchen.
We'll have to do one of these about just cooking one day.
We will do a cooking show one day.
One day.
Not today, though.
No.
Because today, we're going to talk about the process of bringing somebody along and some of the frustrations of that.
Yeah. It's we talked last time about, you know, investing into people and you get
Getting
let
hurt.
Down and get
yeah.
hurt. And it's very tempting to not want to do it anymore. To just back completely up and just say, you know what, it's not worth it.
I'll do it myself.
But yeah, and the thing is it really, it really is very tempting to do that. In the 5 years I've been doing this, I've been hurt a lot. I mean, I've had a lot of people say things, do things, not measure up, but then also turn around and say things that just
hurtful,
hurtful,
and hateful.
But, especially when you go and you put your so much into them. Not just finances, but also opportunities and giving them freedom and giving them things that, you know, that would help them along and advice. And then they just yeah, no.
But that's one of the things that jades people towards leadership. and they really, we lose our compassion and we lose our heart turns to stone towards people.
Totally.
We become very cold towards them and it becomes very institutional.
Totally.
And whenever you look at, you just go back in time where you look at the cold institution of a corporation, you know, where everybody goes in and they just look like robots that are in there.
Like the Apple, IBM original Super Bowl commercial.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And that's so we come in and we look at all of this stuff. We've got to remain tenderhearted towards people because as soon as we lose that tenderness towards them, and we start being too cold and we're guarded.
Let's just qualify what we're saying here. We're not saying you don't have rules. We're not saying it's anarchy. We're not saying we're saying you got to have all that, but yet at the same time you still have to keep the person in front of you is not a number, and they're not just somebody that's a tool to get your job done.
Yep,
they are still a person. Yep. And you still have something that you can
better. And I was going to say, the thing that I'm talking about is the condition of your heart as a leader.
That's right.
Towards people. And as soon as you look at them as an inconvenience or a pain or whatever, however you want to word that.
An underling.
Yeah, you've got to make an attitude adjustment and a heart adjustment towards that. But
we're very much aware of those folks that
come
in and they you know, they get frustrated over the craziest things, and you just kind of go, really? That's an issue? I mean, we were talking while we were preparing to come on here about how some people will give up so quick and so easy.
Yep.
Where, you know, we were fortunate that we had each other, but we also had leaders around us to be like, come on, guys, you guys can do this.
Yep.
You can do better than that. You can make it. And it wasn't like a scolding from your parents. It was more like I know you guys got it in you. I know that you can do it. And it's amazing to me how so many people, especially, you know, I'm looking at it from, we started our church from nothing. I can't even imagine what it would be like starting a business from nothing where you're invested millions of dollars and you have, you know, a mortgage and a bank calling you every other couple of weeks to see how you're doing and things like that. I can't even imagine the pressure that puts on you, but the thing about it is when you got people around you and you're starting from nothing, people forget that when they go to work somewhere, that they're riding on the success of, especially if it's an established company, they're riding on the success that company has.
For me as a sales guy, the thing that I hear the most when I walk into somebody's house is, my friend used you guys. Or I heard that you guys have got a great reputation. I sell jobs regularly, not because I'm a great salesman, but because my company has a great reputation.
Well, and that's what we kind of touched on last time. We were talking about doing youth ministry at this wonderful ministry that we had the privilege of working for. We were riding on the success because by the time me and you got hired there, they'd already been around for
20-plus years.
20-plus or 30 years. I mean, yep. And even before that, the founder had been around 50 years before that. I mean, and been out, you know, preaching all over the world.
Yeah,
and
it's pretty easy to let all that go to your head, thinking that you're really doing something, and then you realize when you leave, everybody that's after you is doing the exact same thing that you did, experiencing success and everything else.
That's what I think that most people need to understand. That when you're going out there, leaders, you need to kind of be telling the folks that are following you is like, look, this is something that we're expecting you to develop yourself and to, you know, we're going to try and help you develop because we're building something together, you and this organization.
Yep.
Where some people come in, you know, and I've had several come in and expect, because of what they learned in a classroom or what they learned at another experience or whatever, that I can just blindly take something, stick it into your church or this company or this format.
They know the formula. It's a formula.
Yep. And then when it doesn't, because every organization is different or every church is different, they get bewildered and they don't really know what to do anymore.
Yep.
And instead of sitting there trying to make maybe even just a small adjustment that would totally work, then they get so bewildered and lost that they end up just quitting. And as a leader, you got to be able to recognize that. Now, in my experience now as a lead pastor for 5 years and a youth pastor for 20 plus years, you can't possibly speak to everybody's need and encourage them through it, because some people are just going to be geared that way and they're going to quit.
Yep.
But as a leader, you have to recognize it's more than just you're not doing your job. It's what's going, because they're, why are you so bewildered and why are you so lost right now? And why do you look like you're panicking? And why are you putting pressure on yourself to do something that you don't even know how to do? Why don't we sit down and discover this together? And in the face of them still walking away, are you willing to put yourself at a risk to do that?
Can I ask you a question about some of the people that have done that with you? Did they come in, just burning bright, on fire? I mean, just...
Well, at least they talked like they did.
Well, but you know what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
But where, or they went in and they just burned it. They just gave it everything they had, ran out of gas, and were never able to get the tank filled back up again.
I think there is a measure of those people that come in and really overdo it and burn out. But then I think there's some people that have probably that intention to come in and really burn as hard and fast as they can. But when they start to burn and the darkness doesn't go back like they think it should,
right?
I think that they immediately turn the gas back down and they go, maybe I'm not supposed to be here, or maybe, you know what I mean? So it's kind of a combination of some people just go right off the cliff, and other people, their expectations doesn't match.
So do you think that some of those people were
and turn it down?
Maybe in the wrong position, and you didn't recognize it, or
it
maybe
could have
they...
been. It very well could have been.
Well, I'm not, you know.
No. I mean, as a leader, you have to always look at. I think leaders should always look at themselves first.
Right.
I mean, if an employee does something wrong, and if you as the leader immediately go, well, what did they do wrong?
Yep.
And you don't ever examine yourself or your systems or anything that you have in place and go, did we set them up to fail? If you never ask that question, you're asking the wrong ones.
Well, it happened to me at my job that I'm at right now.
Where share.
I made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I flat out made a mistake. Okay. So and told them I made a mistake. And we started to have a meeting about that. I was called to a meeting about that. And they started telling me some stuff, and I just looked at them and I said, you realize I'm new, and I'm not trying to use this as an excuse to get out of anything, but there's a lot of nuances to this, and this happens to be one of those. And I said, I nobody told me that. Nobody told me to look for that. Nobody told me how to deal with that. And I did. I treated it like everything else that we do, and it was a different product, which kind of took the wind out of their sails
a little.
Yeah, I was
going to say, how did that work out for you?
Well, number one, they were shocked that somebody was talking to them like that. I'm very respectful. But when I took the job, I said, look, I'm old enough. I don't want to get yelled at. If you guys are going to yell about everything, I'm not going to, let's just end it, and I'm not going to work for you. And they kind of laughed, and they said, well, you'll know what we want. And I said, but you're not going to yell at me. I don't like, I said, I understand, you know, conversation and stuff, but if you're just going to come and yell all the time, I just don't want the job. And they said, well, we're not going to do that. And this was kind of starting to get on the edge of all that. And I just looked at him and said, you know, no one told me that, you included. I understand the guy that trained me never told me that, but you never told me that either. Which, like I said, took the wind out of their sails a little bit. And they kind of looked at each other, and the owners kind of looked at each other a little bit and said, okay, well, lesson learned, you know, kind of a thing. And it kind of dissipated that a little bit. But, you know, like I said, you know, when you come in and you look around, sometimes people are in over their head.
Totally.
And they just – and we think – either we as leaders think that they're more capable than they are, which I think I'm that guy.
Yeah. You don't want to be the police.
Well, I don't want to be the guy that looks at you and says, well, gee, Brent, I just don't think that you've got the ability to do that.
You
know? You're just not smart enough to do that or figure that out. And I don't want to be that guy. But I also know that there's been times where I've put people in positions where it was like, wow, I set them up to completely and totally fail.
But now at the same time, I've put people in there that weren't necessarily ready to be in that position, but had the total potential to get there.
Yes.
And gave them ample opportunity and space and grace.
Yes.
And mercy.
Yes.
To grow into it.
And that was my intent when I put people into those positions. It's just that sometimes we as leaders need to temper our enthusiasm when people come in a little. Where there, I'm an underseller. I'm going to totally undersell my ability so that I can overperform for you.
Yeah.
I kind of sandbag a little bit on that.
Okay, yeah, fair.
Okay. But there's also people that are out there that are overselling their qualifications and their skill set.
Totally.
And sometimes we've got to temper our enthusiasm when we get those people who come in that are really great salespeople and are really great. And I don't mean this in a bad way, but they're really good at self-promoting themselves. And we buy into the hype where we throw them into the deep end of the pool. And it's like, well, they didn't need to be in the shallow end, but they needed to be someplace where they could still stand up and get some air. And we just kind of put them in charge of something that was a little bigger than what they needed to be. And,
guilty. I've done that.
Well, and you know, and for me, when I did it, it was, you know, I lost people over that. I lost some good people over that, where they got overwhelmed and weren't able to do it, and they just left. And that was my fault, not theirs. You know, I just read it wrong. And I think we've got to be able to admit that you know, hey, you know, that one was on me. And sometimes, if we're able to do that before they leave, maybe we'll be able to save it.
Yeah. And with that, we're going to pick up right there in 2 weeks. So until then, have a great Thanksgiving week. Enjoy time with your family.
Be thankful, Brent.
Take some time to be thankful for your good employees. Be thankful for people that you're across. Be thankful to the good Lord for all of his blessings in your life.
Hey, hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, 1330 Podcast, or you can get us at, is it the1330podcast@gmail.com? Or is it just...
That's a good question.
Asked a hard question. There it is. Somebody doesn't know.
I think it's 1330podcast@gmail.com. Until then, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's Brent Bailey.
Keith Neighbor.
God bless you.
See you next time.
See you next time.